Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What's up, man? Welcome to Cornerman Radio. It's Jesse Reakin. I'm going to be joined by my co-host Flawless in a couple seconds, man. You know, I know we haven't had a consistent schedule for the fans that do listen to the show. I apologize for that. We're gonna work on that, and we're just like behind the scenes coming up with ideas. So just, you know, please bear with us and stick with us, and like we're gonna try to make something out of like this particular show right now. So we're gonna see what we're gonna do with that. But I mean, let's do what we're all here for, which is talk some boxing. Triple G last night, man, against Willie Monroe Jr. Okay, first of all, the matchup, yeah, you know, it's whatever, but it's who Triple G could find, because you see Triple G wants people there. So with that being said, too, though, Triple G showed so many flaws yesterday. I think he got caught openly, and this is a perfect example of with him against a slick black boxer. Not even a great slick black boxer, but a slick black boxer that would just – and he was just catching him with combos. I mean, if there was any power behind there, Triple G would have been in trouble a couple times. But Triple G has that heavy hand. And what I love about him is that he wants the knockout. You know, his fight plan, you know, you hear boxers say all the time, like, yeah, a knockout would be nice, but that's not what I train for. He trains for the knockout. I got to see him in there against Canelo, Cotto. I got to see who his next fight is in there. But I really believe we're looking at somebody special, man. I mean, everybody shows flaws when they first, and, you know, a better fight makes you a better boxer. But everybody shows flaws, man. To me, Triple G is the real deal. Hey, I'll say again. To me, Triple G is the real deal. Like, that's my opinion. We got Flawless here, my co-host.
Yeah, but
yo, Flawless, but, man. I was just telling everybody, man. What's up, man?
Yeah.
I was just telling everybody, yo, we're working on a consistent schedule to give them, and you know, me and you, we got to talk.
100%. Yeah, we'll give the people a regular show. Yeah, we'll definitely talk.
Yeah,
about
yeah,
the
we
show. We'll give the people a regular time.
Yeah,
we day so they can tune in.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly. We gotta talk. Definitely. I want to figure some shit out. If you can, that we'll DM each other and we'll find a way to talk to each other. But the people don't want to hear this. They want to hear boxing.
They want to hear boxing. So, all right, that's fine. That can run. Yeah.
All right. Let's do the first fight last night. The Roman Gonzalez?
I missed. I only caught the main event. I ain't going to lie.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll say this, too. Kid's like 42-0. They gave him another boxer that you just could see he was going to beat by knockout. And yeah, it's so true, though. And then, you know, the funny part is, I know you guys got different commentators over there. HBO is looking for a new superstar so bad. I don't know if they're bitter with Mayweather or what, but it was a bunch of at featherweight at 43-0. He may be the best pound for pound. I'm like, what? You talking?
Right, that's powerful. Wow.
Yeah,
that's powerful.
Yeah, I'm serious, man. We got to get that clip, man. We got to get that clip. And it just sounds like so sour taste, you know. But, you know, very impressive boxer at featherweight. Very impressive. 43-0 on a record, whether you're fighting taxi drivers or whatever, it's still impressive. Right.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So let's get into the main event, Triple G. You buying into the hype yet or not yet? Hey, did we lose Flawless there? okay. I think we lost Flawless. We'll wait for him to call back. Let me see if Flawless buys into the hype of Triple G. But yeah, man, the HBO commentary yesterday was just a bunch of pound for pound. Triple G is the real deal. Just stuff that is like you guys are reaching right now. You know, what I do like about Triple G is after the fight, Max Kellerman had asked him, well, Canelo could be in your future. Is that something you'll be interested in? And he said, no. I'm sorry, I misquoted. He said, Canelo said he could see a future fight with you guys. And Triple G said, well, future, why not make it now? Which I respect 100%, man. Like, you know, he's really one of those warriors that's ready to go in there, you know. And he's just, like, he impresses me so much just by his willingness to fight anybody. He wants Cotto. He wants Canelo. He keeps it short and simple, too. You know, I want Canelo. I want Cotto. You know, let's get to fight. Yo, Flawless, you're back on, man.
I was asking you, man.
Triple G, is the hype real or what do you see here?
How do I put this? Like, I don't even want to sound like Golovkin's good at what he does, and he's dominating his division. Who's he actually beat to come with all the hype? Who's he actually beat where he's not the favorite or he's in a, when's the last time Golovkin was in a 50-50 fight or 60-40?
Right, but I just said, I don't think that's necessarily his fault. You know,
this is why I started it with. I don't want to sound like a hater because it's not his fault. I'm not blaming GGG. I'm saying the hype surrounded him. We, like, as boxing fans and people who talk about it, we're always very critical of certain people's resumes. People are very critical of certain people. People say that to Mayweather, oh, he hasn't fought this person, he didn't fight that person. But his resume is, he's fought, like, the last 10 fights he's had, it's all been world champions, but GGG gets a pass. That's not fair. You shouldn't work like that.
Well,
get me wrong, he's a great fighter, but it shouldn't work like that.
Before we had you on, I was making the point that he showed some flaws, and he showed flaws against a slick black boxer, which is and not even a great slick black boxer, you know. But
true.
He got caught with combos. I mean, if there was some power behind some of those punches Willie Monroe hit him with, Triple G would have been in trouble.
Yeah, it would have been a different story because we know he gets hit. But this is the thing, like, they keep saying, this is the thing that I don't understand. They keep saying no one at middleweight wants to fight him. So why don't they move down on me? There's challenges about both of them weight classes. So either move down on me, but preferably I'd like to see him go up. But you can't keep coming out saying no one wants to fight me. No one wants to fight you, move up. Because there's people at 168 that will fight him. And not just Andre Ward. That's a stacked division. The super middleweight division is a stacked division. So there's a lot of fighters who will fight him.
And
I'm not sure he beats them all. I'm not sure he beats them all. I'm unsure. I don't know because we haven't seen him in. I've never watched a GGG fight and he's been in trouble. So we don't know yet. I've never seen him. Maybe you've seen
him. No, never been in trouble.
He's never, so it's like, how do we know how he reacts? It's the same thing. Fingy over here, obviously, he's not as big as him, but Anthony Joshua, the heavyweight, he's the same. It's like, he's good.
You know what I found funny yesterday? I don't know if you guys caught it. I'm sorry, I didn't cut you off.
No, it's cool.
I don't know if you caught it. They asked Triple G about Andre Ward, and the crowd started booing. boo, Andre Ward. I'm like, what's the hatred towards Andre Ward? Can you explain it to me?
You know what the hatred is towards Andre Ward? He's a good. They want to try and make him the villain, but because he's a good guy, Olympic gold medalist, never really in any trouble.
Right.
Like, very, it's like, people say he's boring, he doesn't sell, but it's like, oh, he only fights in Oakland. But it's like, he sells out in Oakland. It's like, no one, if someone's ducked, everyone's happy. Everyone at the super middleweight division is happy being number two. No one calls, supposedly they're in the sport, everyone wants to be the best. So how come everyone's not calling out the number one guy? No one calls him out. And Andre Ward is head and shoulders above the best, but is what it is.
I know you're a battle rap fan, so I'll make this comparison for you. And in the battle rap,
fan listeners that we do have. Like, everybody always says, oh, Mook doesn't want to battle outside of New York. But he sells tickets in New York. So what's the point? Like,
yeah,
you know?
He wants to sell tickets in New York. But that's all. Me and you will talk about that. But I have my own thing on why Mook, like I've said this before, Mook won't battle anyone. He won't battle any of the new cats. He won't do that.
Let's save that for battle rap talk.
All right, I'm going to call in the battle rap show. We're going to talk about that. But yeah, there's a whole
Of course, man. Of course. Have you called in before, actually?
No, I don't think I have, you know. I don't think I have.
We'll talk, man. Let's get back into boxing. So Triple G, man. So realistically, what's an opponent for him? Because I know the post fight interview, I don't think this is the one you saw. Max Kellerman says, you know, Canelo could see a future fight with you, and he's like, future? Let's do it right now. I love
the only
that
problem
answer,
with
man.
Yeah, that's a great answer. It's all about the weight, though. I think he beats Canelo, but at least it's not a 50-50 fight. I mean, it's not a fight where he's heavily favored. But it depends on the weight. Where would you see it as a catchweight? Is that what you're saying? Like 157?
Well, I mean, they didn't really get into specifics there, but what do I see happening?
Yeah. I'm just saying hypothetically, if they did fight, where would you reckon
Well, I would guess that Triple G would have to bend Canelo's rules, whether it be
Can Golovkin make 154?
That's the problem. And that's the problem.
He said he'd take Mayweather at 154. So now you should take everyone else at that weight.
I mean, I'm not saying that's the that's what Canelo said.
Nah, not Canelo. Golovkin in it, because he said there was an interview I was watching and he said that.
What did he say? He said that.
What was the exact words? Oh, they need to ask Mayweather if he wants to fight me. That's what he said. He said, you just need to ask him. That's what Golovkin's good.
Triple G Mayweather, I'm not really interested. You know what's funny? I'm more interested in your guy, man, versus, because I was thinking about this and I talked to a few people about it and I'm convinced now. Amir Khan actually does give Mayweather the best fight because styles make fights.
I told you, Khan's a problem for anyone in that division. Anybody in that. Yeah. The only person I think he don't beat at 1-4. I'm going out on a limb. People are going to say I'm crazy by saying this, but remember I said this. At 147 at welterweight, behind Mayweather, Khan's the next best. I think he beats everybody else in that division.
But he lost.
He beats
Dan
everybody
Garcia.
Else in that division.
He lost
yeah,
to
I'm
Dan
saying, wait, not at 147. I'm talking about Khan 2.0 in it. This is the new Khan in it. This Khan at 147 is different. I'm telling you now. No one got. If Garcia moves up, he'd beat Garcia.
I'm just saying he lost. Then, see, that's the thing. Amir Khan had. You know what's funny? Maidana wasn't even supposed to face Mayweather. It was supposed to be Amir Khan, right? Wasn't that? And then Amir Khan gets knocked out by Danny Garcia, and then Maidana knocks out Adrian Broner, and is like, "Oh, hold on, we got to change here."
It's true.
You know.
Nah, yeah. It's because he put up the poll. He had the poll on his site and the polls, and then Khan won the one on his site. But at that time, Maidana washed him away on all other polls and all other boxing site polls, so that's why he picked him. But it's good that Khan didn't face him then, because Mayweather would have washed him then. I think he still beats him now, but just not as easily. Plus, they were at different weights at the time.
Yeah, no. Like I said, I was talking to a few other people, and you know, I'm convinced now. Amir Khan is the best matchup because that's the best. The styles make fights, right? Isn't that what everybody always?
Yeah, I agree.
And they're both boxers. It's not like Mayweather's going to knock him out because you know Amir Khan doesn't have the best chin. We all know that, but it's not like Mayweather has the heaviest hand either. I think that is the best fight. I think that should be Mayweather's last fight, Mayweather versus Amir Khan.
If I was him, I wouldn't take Khan. I wouldn't do that.
Why not? You want to prove you're the best.
But beating Khan doesn't prove he's the best. He just beat the guy that everyone said he was scared of.
But then who does he have to beat next? Keith Thurman?
He can be, you know what, he can pick, he can be anyone. You know what, he could, if he wanted, he could fight Max Kellerman. He can fight anybody, Jim Lumley. Like, he can fight anyone.
Yeah,
he
but
now.
You really,
he
but you really want to do, like, you really want to do Mayweather versus Jesse Rieken on you know, your retirement bout?
That would sell out. I mean, I think that would sell. I mean, you versus Mayweather would sell. I think so. I mean, I'd pay
probably
to see
probably because of me. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, probably because of me. Nah, you know what I think he'll take? I think Fingy will move up. I think Danny Garcia will move up and he'll face with Danny Garcia. That's who I think he'll face.
I don't like that matchup, man. I don't like
that matchup. The build-up would be great. The matchup would be good.
Don't get it wrong. I'm going for Danny. But Danny shows too many flaws, man.
I think they'd rather, I'm just looking at it from a business point of view. They probably prefer Danny Garcia to lose his O now rather to someone else.
So you think Danny Garcia is going to be the guy?
Yeah, I think at this moment in time, I think he'll be the pick, yeah. I think he's the pick, yeah. Obviously, that can change depending on losses and wins. But at this moment in time, if someone asks me, who do you think he'll face next? I'm saying Danny Garcia.
Danny Garcia? I guess I could kind of see that. Well, let's get the attention away from Mayweather because I feel like we spend way too much time on him.
Oh, yeah, you would say that. Go on. Talking about it's okay. Huh? Cool. I said go on. Yeah, and it's not a surprise for you to say that because we were talking about Pacquiao. You'd be cool with that, innit? We were talking about Pacquiao for a while.
No, but for real, man. Hey, look, no. Here's my thing. When we got 30 minutes, people want to hear boxing talk. They don't want to hear the regular, you know, because I was listening to, you know, Taz, the wrestler.
Yeah.
And he did a Mayweather versus Pacquiao. He has his own, you know, podcast.
Okay.
So he did a Mayweather-Pacquiao podcast, and he was complaining about the stupid. He said, the fight was boring. But he didn't know what the fuck he was talking about.
About people boxing. Don't. That's why. People just watched that one fight and was like, people told me, oh, it's boring and all that. But, yeah, moving on, back onto GGG.
So
what do you want to see him do next?
My whole point is let's show these people we know what we're talking about and let's get into some boxing talk.
It's fine. Go on. So what do you want to see GGG do next as a fan? What would you like to see him do next?
I would like to see the Andre Ward thing fight. But it's the same thing. You know, why should he have to move up? It the same argument applies. But, yeah, Andre Ward, how about you?
Well, same. I want to see him move up because that division stacked. I think outside of the welterweight division, the super middleweight division is stacked. There's lots of good fighters in there who would match up well. I'd love to see him versus Andre Ward for one. Kyle Froch, if he's still about. Any of the two Darrell brothers, George Groves, James Gale.
Oh, man, Kyle Froch is one of my favorites, man.
You like how, yeah, you would like the British guy I don't like. But yeah, that's a whole other story. But yeah, that division. You would like Carl Froch, sure.
It doesn't surprise you, right?
I disagree on something else, isn't it? We barely agree on anything. I suppose it makes for a better show rather than sitting here agreeing with each other. So yeah, that's what it is. But yeah, I want to see him move up. The super middleweight division is stacked. Look at the 6-7 boxers I just named there. They're all good fights. So it was like, let's see who we've
Cotto the Gal, man. Let me say this, Cotto. I've been saying Cotto is one of my favorite fighters, possibly my favorite. But come on, the Gal. Like, are you serious, man? Like, is this just? I know it's a filler fight, but after he wins this one. Isn't he kind of obligated to take Canelo after this?
Yeah, he should take Canelo. I don't see why he's running. I don't think he's running. I don't see why he wouldn't want to take Canelo. Because I think he beats Canelo, like, kind of comfortably as well.
Right, but the Gal, why does the Gal fight, man? Are you disappointed with this opponent, or do you understand, like, the filler?
Yeah, it's just a stay busy fight. I'm not hard on him. Like, I'm not hard on boxers like that. It's a stay busy fight. That's how I see it.
Right.
It's a stay busy fight. We all have him. Khan's having one at Algeria. Cal Brook's whole career seems to be.
Yeah, but why the Gal? If anybody, how about Martin Murray? You know, or like,
but
how about somebody?
Martin Murray's a full-fledged middleweight. Where's this fight taking place? It's 154, is it not? It's not 160, is it?
It's at 154, yeah.
Yeah, it's at 154. Yeah, Martin Murray's a middleweight, though. So that don't make no sense.
But then where's Triple G and Cordon? Triple G say he wants Cordon Canelo. Where are they going to meet each other? They're going to have to fight at 154, right?
Yeah, Cordon and Canelo's at whatever, 2154.
And the gal has faced Triple G.
Yeah,
so the gal's
the middleweight,
right?
Yeah, true. I suppose so. I suppose if you can make down in it. I'm not into seeing people jump up and down, but suppose if you can make the weight, you make the weight. Well, there's weight classes for a reason. People seem to forget that. But yeah, if he's a middleweight, that's true. So he can obviously make the weight. Because the Cotto Gale fight is taking place at 154, isn't it? Am I mistaken?
Yeah,
154.
Yeah, 154.
But yeah, I hope after this, Cotto wins that he takes on Canelo. I want to see it.
Well, I mean, he has, you know, on top of that, it's just a guaranteed victory for Cotto because it's in Barclays Center in Brooklyn. The day before the Puerto Rican Day Parade, like you know, and you're bringing somebody from another country, like come on, man, like you know, Cotto knows he's not gonna win that.
Yeah, that's true. So Cotto Canelo, who have you got and why? Break down the fight, give me the reason.
You know, I'm back and forth. I can't even break down the fight for you, man. I'm not a breakdown fight kind of dude. All right.
When I say breakdown, hold on.
Let me say this. Canelo's a freaking beast, man. You saw how he wiped the floor with Kirkland.
That's the best knockout of the year so far. 100%.
But Cotto has been more aggressive with Freddie Roach, and you know. I think Cotto's talent is. I'm gonna go with my heart on this one, man. I go with Canelo, 12th round.
So your heart saying Canelo and your head says Cotto. Is that what you're telling me? Or did your head?
You
say
mean
Canelo
my heart says Cotto?
Yeah. Does your heart now? Your heart says Canelo, but your head says Cotto. Because you said
no,
my heart's
always with Cotto.
Oh, so your heart is saying Cotto, but your head says Canelo.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going with
Cotto though.
Okay. When I said breakdown, I meant do it in Jesse Reacon fashion. And obviously, I didn't mean analyze and break. I just wanted to know who you think will win and how. That's all.
I always have my own way, right?
Yeah. You have your own way. You do. I think Cotto beats him. I don't even see it. I wouldn't go as far to say it won't be competitive. But what I'll say is, it won't be easy, but Cotto will be comfortable. Like there'll be no dispute about the winner. Put it that way.
Wow.
I don't see what does Canelo do that's gonna cause Cotto problems.
The hands
what does he do
Canelo
better?
Has the punches.
What does he do? Yeah, he has punches.
Does Cotto get hurt?
Cotto does get hurt, but he can take a shot and he can give it out. I think Cotto is a better version of Canelo.
You know what's funny? I was thinking about this morning though. And I'm like, you know what really bothers me? Cotto's loss to Austin Trout.
Yeah, he
isn't
did,
that like,
Austin Trout was, nah, but stylistically, Austin Trout was all wrong for him. For Cotto. Austin Trout is all wrong for him. It was all wrong for him. Big, tall,
right.
Southpaw, long reach. Like,
right.
That was stylistically for Cotto, the way he, like, he...
It still kind of bothers me, though. It's somebody that Cotto should have beat, you know?
Nah, not really. Austin Trout's very good. It's not like Canelo walked through Trout. He was just busier. That's all it was. He was just busier a little bit. Say, if Trout had got that decision, it wouldn't have been a robbery. But we just knew that he wasn't going to win. He had to knock him out. I knew Trout wasn't going to win that fight. Trout, there's no way they were going to let Trout. But if he would have got it, if I remember correctly, I might need to watch the fight again. But if I remember correctly, at the time I was watching the fight, if they had given this the win to Trout, you couldn't have... It wouldn't have been a robbery. You could dispute it, but you couldn't be like, "Oh my days, this is terrible." Because he was.
What do you mean, Trout won the fight?
Nah, Trout. Yeah, not against Cotto, against Canelo. Trout fought Canelo, correct?
Oh yeah. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I get what you're saying.
I'm sorry. I lost you for a second.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying when I say that. Like Trout's awkward for anyone. Like he's a bad stylistically. He's the way he is and the way he fights. Even if you win. He has the ability to make you look bad. Paulie Malignaggi's got it as well. Even if you face him, like, Broner beat him. and beat him comfortably, but he still
Hold on.
Right, not comfortably. All right, I won't say comfortably, but
Paulie won that fight.
But that's a whole other debate. But you see what I'm saying when I said Marlon Agee has the ability, the way he boxes has the ability to make you look bad, even if you win the fight. Trout.
It's funny. I'm glad you brought up Paulie, and I'm gonna tell you why. Now the reason why I'm glad you brought up Paulie is Paulie backed out of a fight. I didn't even know he was supposed to have a fight. May 29th. Paulie. Mm-hmm. You're my boy, man. There's a message to you, man. I just want to see you commentating. I really do, man. And I hope to see you in person. Maybe I could tell you but after Sean Porter, man, you gotta know when it's a good time to retire, and I feel like you should call it quits, man. Flawless, you agree with me?
This is going to come as a big shock, but nah, I don't agree with you. I mean, for the 110th time, I don't agree with you. Why should he retire? Why should he? Like, he's not. Right, he had a bad stop. He had the bad. He's boxing. I mean, they faced
him.
He had
the best horrible showing. And he even said. Okay.
His showing was bad. But should, right,
and he even said, I don't think I should. It's almost like if De La Hoya would have came back in the ring after the Pacquiao fight. Like, would have we been excited for it? Yes. Should it have happened? No. Like,
no, but Marlon Agee still got. It's only one bad. It's not like it was 3-4 bad showings in a row. He's not had 3-4 bad show. Like, he's boxing. They elite boxers. They're facing the best in the world. They're gonna have rough nights. Like he said, he was shocked by Porter's power. Yeah, because Marlon Agee has a great chin. His chin is very good. Yeah, so it's like getting knocked out and stopped is rare.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no reason he should retire. Pacquiao, so you think Pacquiao should retire?
Well, Pacquiao, I hated that matchup. I hated the Pacquiao Marquez. I was trying to gear this show not to go back to Pacquiao Mayweather like we always do.
You
possessed the question, so you know, Pacquiao Marquez. I didn't even like the matchup to begin with. I think Marquez beat him the first 3 times.
Nah, what I'm saying is, you were saying you reckon Marlon Agee should retire. So I'm saying, off that note then, surely you should think Pacquiao should retire. He's looked worse than Paulie in his last few fights. He's looked worse in his last
few fights. Pacquiao's last few fights?
Yeah. Pacquiao.
Before Mayweather, he just wiped the floor with Algeri.
He beat Algeri. He knocked him down 6 times, but the killer instinct was gone. You telling me that was an impressive performance? He was like, wow, it was a good performance. That was it. It's a good performance.
Getting knocked down 6 times is not impressive.
That's impressive. That part's impressive. But we know what it showed. How'd you knock a guy down 6 times and don't knock him out? You explain that to me. How'd you knock a guy down?
I'll give you that one.
I'm not saying he looked bad. What I'm saying is he didn't look great. When's the last time he looked great?
Right. No, and you know, not for nothing, and I'm going to come off as a Floyd hater, but I'm going to make this statement, and we only got 15 more minutes after this, so please, let's not harpoon on this subject too much. But Floyd chose the perfect time to face Pacquiao. That's all I'm saying. He waited
that's
him out. Yeah, that's all
I'm saying. About that, you would have hated talk. But yeah, I don't believe that. Back on the Marlon Agee, I don't believe that he should retire. Why should he retire? If he still got it, you got stopped by Porter. That was it.
You know what it is. I don't want to see Paulie go through. I mean, if he can win the next fight, okay. But I don't want to see him go through an embarrassing state.
Yeah, I hear that. He said that though. He said if he doesn't, the fight that was coming up, the guy he was facing was of a good level, but he wasn't like world class. But he was like, if I don't look impressive, I will stop. Like, you don't know
is that what he said?
Yeah, that's what he said in the interview. Yeah, he was talking about it because he said the level of the competition, the level that his opponent was at, he said he's always dominated at that level, just below world class. That's what he said. And he was like, if I don't look impressive, I will stop. I want to know if I still got it.
Okay, so I respect that.
I still want to see Marlon Agee. I think it's Marlon Agee still. he's still got enough to be a matchup, not necessarily win a world title, but he's a good, not a gatekeeper, because that's too disrespectful. And I like Paulie Malignaggi, so I won't disrespect him like that, but a test to see how good you are. I'd love to see Cal Brook face Paulie Malignaggi.
Yo, Flo, I'm actually on DM. Do you have aim or something? Because we need to talk after the show, too.
Yeah, we can talk after the show. Why, what's up?
No. Well, it's after the show for a reason.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Nothing bad or nothing. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. I wanna get your you can't get a calling card? You can't call out here?
Oh yeah, I'll call out there. Yeah. I'll call out there.
I wanna explain everything to you. But man, look, man, I got us BJ Flores, Sergio Martinez. I've been dumping Sergio, by the way. Don't you dare get him back.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I still gotta send him the 100.
Yeah. I'm gonna be like Sergio Martinez. For lucky for you, like he said, he doesn't run his 12, so he might not see it.
I got Nate Campbell, who's the funniest guy alive, man.
Nate Campbell is very, very good. Nate Campbell is very, very good. He's funny.
Oh,
and then obviously I can't forget Iceman.
Where's your guess?
As I guess I'm trying out here, Jesse. It's hard, and everyone's not. Those British people ain't as friendly as you. Look, you got the links. Hurry, try to get out. I'm trying to get people on. But getting people on is tough.
Where's your guess, man? You need to get. This is your mission. This is your mission for the summer.
Go on. What's my mission?
Do you choose to accept it?
Depends what the mission is.
I need you to get us Amir Khan.
I tried. I ain't promising nothing. I was trying it. That's like me saying, you need to get
your mission gets harder.
Go on.
I need you to get a video interview with Amir Khan.
Well, King Khan. Wow, I see what I'm doing. I talked to I don't know if you remember the show at one of my guys, what's it called? James, the guy who phoned up. This is, I think it was a couple of months back. Like,
I remember.
I'll talk to him and see what we can talk out because he's looking to do something like that. So I would try and I'll have a chat with him and try and, because me and him have been trying to sort something out anyway. But obviously, these things take time. So yeah, I'll definitely try and do that. Of course, this is hard. That's what it is. It's hard to get into contact with these people when you're in a
situation
like that.
You know what's funny? Not to have too much of a personal conversation. We only have like 7 minutes. You know what's funny, man?
Boom.
Like, do you have a lot of friends out there that like know boxing? I'd be like, damn, man, who the hell can I call? I'd be trying to call Flawless, but I want to be like, yo, you saw this? You saw the fight?
Yeah, not many. Like, there's not many. Like, James, who rang up, like, me and him will talk it, but not many people know it. I would just say, like, I'm a diehard. I just know more than the casual. Casual only know maybe for Pacquiao. That's pretty much
I never call myself up. I say the same thing, man. I watched all the fights and stuff, and I was like, yeah, well, you know, Nate would be like, well, he hit him with the, Nate would be like, well, he hit him with a couple of rights to the body and a left. I'd be like, look, man, you're a fanatic. I'm a fan. I just like calling.
There's a difference between casual people who are interested in it and obviously fanatics. I ain't no expert, but like I just watch it. And make observations with my own two eyes, watch two guys fight, listen to certain experts.
But you know what's funny? People make careers off of that. Max Kellerman was not, I don't care what
Kellerman,
people say, Max Kellerman was not a boxing fan. He's good, but he was not a boxing fan before he got hired for the job. You know?
Well, you know what? He knows a lot then. But then I see his interviews, that means he's worked hard at his craft. I respect that. He works very hard at his craft because I watch Max Kellerman interviews because he's very, very good. I think so anyway.
No, but you know who knows the most about boxing? Steve Farhood, man. Oh, my. You could tell Steve, October 12th, 1968. And he'll tell you a fight that happened that day, I swear, man.
It's what it is. But yeah, as we've seen with me, you know what I mean? I've every time we've been on the show, ever since the show started, and we've picked fights, I've always picked them right.
I've
not picked the wrong fight yet. I'm like 6-6 or something like that. So like
you've been choosing the favorites though. You're surprised. You'll be. No. Listen. You'll surprise me when you pick the underdog. Wait, what's the NBC fight coming up?
Which NBC?
On Saturday.
You talked about DeGale and Darrell.
Yep.
I can't call
it. So you're picking Darrell?
I can't call it. I don't know. I can't call it. When's the last time
Darrell fought? Whoa, hold on. Okay, so
I can't call it.
Now we could go on your record. If you get DeGale and he wins, now we could put that on your record.
I'm saying no. I'm not. I'm doing a U here, Jesse. I'm sitting on the fence with this one. I can't call it. I really can't call it. When's the last time Darrell fought? DeGale, I'm still up in the air about. DeGale was Khan, what I felt about Khan before he moved to 147. I was like that about it, but then he convinced me. DeGale puts on an impressive performance. He might convince me now. You know me? I can't pick DeGale. Well, I can't pick Darrell. I think it's too close. Who are you picking?
I'm picking Darrell.
Yeah, it's stateside. That's why. Let me across the pond. That's why you're going to do that.
Come here, man. Come. Make your bet, man. Come here. Come here. Come to the side, man. Make your bet. You were bragging about this 6-for-6. Now you got to call it. You're on the spot now.
Yeah, all right, fine. The girl's going. Yeah, let's go with that.
Let's go. Now you have a reason. Now you have a reason to brag about your record if the gal doesn't win.
Of course, as well. Look at the Garcia Peterson fight. Garcia was a no strong favorite.
Well, I picked Peterson to think outside the box, but
yeah, you picked it wrong. Yeah, that's all we need to know about that. I picked it right.
You know what's funny? Now I have a conspiracy theory about the NBC. I really do. Hey, you tell me if I'm bugging, because I want to ask DJ Flores this question. So, So, how come commercial breaks? They pay for commercial breaks, right? Advertisement.
Yeah. Where you going with this?
Like that's common knowledge, right?
Yeah.
How come every NBC fight is going the distance?
Because no one's stopped anyone yet. That's why.
Because
they're going to get paid regardless. So you are bugging. They're going to get paid regardless.
How are they going to get paid? No, because they're getting... No.
Because they wouldn't have paid.
No, because listen. All right, let me finish my statement, though. The way it works in the States, right?
Yeah.
Premium channels, you pay for premium channels. So yeah. HBO Showtime is going to get paid regardless. NBC, ABC, CBS... The local channels, which is what Al Bernstein did with NBC Boxing, gets paid off of commercials. So if the fight ends in one round, the commercials never take place. I think they get paid to take the 12 rounds. That's my personal thing.
So you don't think when Thurman and Canelo was fighting, Thurman wasn't trying to stop him?
What happened?
I said, when Guerrero and Thurman fought, don't you think that Thurman was trying to genuinely stop Guerrero?
I don't know. It went 12 rounds. I mean, that's my conspiracy theory.
There's no way. You go back and watch that fight. There's no way Thurman was holding back. Thurman was trying to get him out of there. There's no way you go in a boxing ring and hold back. It doesn't happen. Not at that level. There's no way you go in there and don't. Especially a knockout.
I don't know.
Like,
just the fight I saw, man. I just have experience. And that Lamont Peterson fight was... What the hell was Peterson doing? That was boring as fuck, man.
Oh, you mean when... Do you mean the first half of the fight? When he was moving and dancing and whatnot?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know what? It almost worked, though. It didn't, but it almost worked. It almost worked. Many people thought, well, not many people, some people thought he won.
I like the DeGale, though. I like the DeGale predicament.
Well, you like what? DeGale, Darrell?
Yeah. I don't know. I like the fact that you took a stand and said DeGale. Don't play defense with me. Yeah.
I don't sit on the fence. If I sit on the fence, it's for a reason. It's because the fight is genuinely too close to call. If a fight's 50-50, it's like that's very hard to call. I pick, I make predictions based on, I'm smart in it. I don't run in there and pick people for no reason. That's what
right,
it is.
Well, let's see if you're right on this one. Let's see if you're right on this one.
All right, we'll see. I will be in it. Then I'll be 7-7. I just plucked that number out of there, but that's what I'm going with now.
Then you'll be 7-7. That'll be dope. Then you got to move out to Vegas. But yeah, can you guys legally bet over there on sports?
Yeah. It's legal. Yeah. We got many betting shops, betting firms, loads of them. Yeah. How nice.
I'm not talking about a friend. I'm talking about you have a legal
Legal. There's genuine shops you can go in. Yeah.
And you don't do none of this.
I bet sometimes. It's just on it depends on the odds.
What's the last time you won?
Like Mayweather Pacquiao was terrible. When's the last time I won? Actually, I tell a lie. I put some money on Mayweather Pacquiao, but it wasn't that much in it. It was just one of them special offer things. So I got back. I always say I ain't gonna put how much I earned on there, but it wasn't a lot. It was a nice amount because it was just Mayweather to win. So I was like, all right, let me just throw this on. I made a nice little change.
Okay, man. This is Cornerman Radio with Jesse Weekend and Flawless. Like I said, you're going to catch us out. Me and Flawless are going to talk behind the scenes, and we're going to give you the update. Follow me at Jesse Weekend 1. Please add that 1 because this girl at Jesse Weekend, and she keeps complaining to me. Like, we follow each other. She's like, would you please tell your friends to stop tweeting me? I said, I'm sorry, it's not friends. It's just that I do a radio show.
Y'all should swap. She needs to change it, doesn't it? She needs to give you Jesse Weekly. That's what she should do and get another Twitter app. Then it stops all that.
Funny? My friend wanted to do a promotion of, like, changing. I was like, don't bother her, man.
Give her some money, man. Give her some step aside money. That's what you need to do. Send her that URL.
Do you think that account would get more or not? I don't know, man. My account's been pretty stale lately, so we gotta think.
You got a good number. Followers. You good?
Your Twitter?
Yeah, my Twitter. That's me flawless. That's my Twitter. That's me flawless.
That's me flawless. THATS and Miguel Cotto versus.
I know.
Oh no! Well, let's not do that. Let's do what's the fight? Oh shit! I forgot. Oh man, we only got a minute left. Vargas versus Bradley, man.
Oh, Bradley's gonna beat him easily.
Jesse Vargas.
Jesse Vargas. Well, Bradley's going to be. All right, so you're picking Vargas. I'm picking Bradley. Bradley's going to beat him comfortably. Comfortably.
Oh, this is another show, man. We might have to do a show again tomorrow, man.
We'll do another show. That's fine. Yeah. You're a joke.
Hold on. Bradley Vargas. You got Vargas easily?
No, I said Bradley easily.
No, Bradley easy. I got Jesse, man.
Yeah, because he's got Is that why you got
I've seen him fight a few times. He's great. You know Jesse learned from Roger Mayweather, too, right?
Yeah, because he was signed to Mayweather Promotions. Then he went over to Top Rank. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jesse Vargas is the reason why I had my first Roger Mayweather interview.
Ah, props to him. Well, you need to get another one. We need to get him on the show. That's what we need to do. So you got all the links over there, Jesse.
Jesse Vargas?
You're the big homie.
Yeah, I should get Jesse Vargas. Y'all, I lost all my contact. Y'all, you know what? I worked my hardest to get Jesse Vargas on the show, man.
Yeah, same one.
All right.
Yeah, that'll work.
All right, we're out of here, man. Cornerman Radio, I know it's about to cut off on us. Jesse Weekend at Jesse Weekend number one. Flawless at That's Me Flawless.
That's Me Flawless. Yep. Cornerman Radio.